There's a fascinating machlokes rishonim regarding the very nature of the isser to curse another person. We know that even though the pasuk says lo yisakal al chirish in the pasuk, referring to the cursing of someone who's a chirish, someone who's deaf, nonetheless, Chazal tell us lo dibru el b'hoive. That's just perhaps the normal case of kala where the person is helpless and vulnerable. But Avada say Chazal, the Isser applies even to someone who is not a Cheresh. There's an Isser to curse another person. And this is an Isser Dereis. And there's a machlekes between the Chinuch and the Rambam as to the very nature of this Isser. Says the Chinuch, this Isser is based on the damage that you're causing to the person that you are cursing. And says the Chinuch, just like it's also for a person to damage another person's property, and it's also for a person to damage another person's guf, another person's body, there's an isser to damage him with your words. You're not allowed to cause hezek to him with your words. You're not allowed to inflict damage with your words. And therefore, since cursing someone is something that could damage him, and your words have power, your words have potency, mameilo, says the Chinuch, that is what's behind this Isser of Klala, that you could cause someone a Hezek by cursing him. That is the Shita of the Chinuch. However, the Rambam holds that if the person is not deserving of any Hezek, and you go ahead and you curse someone, even though you said words that were hurtful and that were painful and that brought a Klala with them, says the Rambam, you cannot affect someone with your words if he's not deserving. And therefore, says the Rambam, this Isser has nothing to do with the Hezek that your words could cause to your friend, because a taka can cause any Hezek to him. Rather, says the Rambam, what's the gedder of the Isser of Klala? It's what you do to yourself. It's the fact that you are now getting used to having very bad midas. It's very damaging to your own perspective, to your own midas. Therefore, says the Rambam, the Isser of being mekalel another person is not really something that applies because Yenim is getting cursed, but rather it has to do more with the person cursing, because it's a very detrimental effect on his midas. Azoi state in Rambam. So it turns out that there's a machlekes rishonim whether the Isser has to do with what you're doing to the victim, or the Isser fakeret has to do with what you're doing to yourself when you curse him, because it damages your midas, and it's something that has nothing to do with necessarily the victim that you are cursing. Now, the Achroinim have a very stark question that they ask on the Shita of the Rambam, and this comes from a Gemara in Shavuos Daf Lamed Vav, where the Gemara says that this Isser of Klala doesn't only apply if you curse someone else. Even if you curse yourself, says the Gemara, you're over on the Isser of being mekal someone else, you're of being mekal a person, because you yourself are included in this Isser, you are also a person, and the Isser being violated is the Isser of Ushmar Nafshecha Ma'oid. You're not allowed to do things that are dangerous. Chazal Aser doing different activities because of the concern that you might enter a state of danger. Memeila, says the Gemara, Ushmar Nafshecha Ma'oid, you have to take care of your health, and it's dangerous to go ahead and curse yourself. And that is the issue that you're being over when you curse yourself. Asks Ramosha, this is mashma, that your curse does in fact have an effect. Your curse does have an impact. It could inflict damage. And that's why the Gemara assumes that the issue applies even if you curse yourself. Because Ushmar Nafshecha Ma'oid, you're mechuyev to take care of yourself. You're mechuyev to make sure that you are safe. And what you're doing is putting yourself in a state of danger when you curse yourself. As I state in Ramosha, Ramosha says it's very shver. L'chayr is a raya to the sheet of the Chinuch, and the question is, how do we deal with the sheet of the Rambam? So Ramosha is in Igros Moshe and Chelik Or Chaim Gimel Ayin Ches, where Ramosha says that even the Rambam concedes that it's possible to have a klala that does in fact cause damage, and says Ramosha, there are two types of klala that the Rambam learns into the Gemara with respect to this Isser of being Mekalo, and says Ramosha, it depends. If you curse someone else, so it's not Mestaver that your Klola could affect him if he was not deserving of a punishment. In other words, says the Rambam, according to Ramesh, the Rambam holds that if you curse someone else, his cheshbon shouldn't be impacted by your words, and therefore, when you curse another individual, we disregard your klala, and the only iser that is entailed is the fact that it's detrimental to your midas. It doesn't cause a hezek because his cheshbon is completely unaffected by your words. However, says Rav Moshe, the Rambam agrees that if you curse yourself, you can in fact cause damage because your cheshbon is related to your words. And therefore, with respect to yourself, the Beis Din Shel Ma'alo gives credence and gives a power to your words. And therefore, when you curse yourself, since you yourself are the one that's being cursed and your cheshbon is related to the words that you emit, Memela, says Rav Moshe, it does in fact have the potential to be mazik. And that is, in fact, what's the pshat in the Gemara in Shavuos that says that you're oivram nishmar nafshkam oiv, because you're putting yourself in a dangerous situation if you go ahead and curse yourself. Azay shteitin Ramosha, and Meilo says Ramosha, I have now an understanding of something that seems to be a steer in the Rambam. Because the Rambam tells us that if you are mekalel someone, and then he goes ahead and he's meichel you, you are now absolved from Einish. You're potter from a chiyuv of Malkus, because now he was Moichel, and his Mechila goes into effect. As I state in the Rambam. Now, the Rambam is mashma, that this only applies when you curse someone else. If you curse yourself, you're over, and you're chai of Malkus, and l'chayr, this applies even if you're Moichel. The mashmois of the Rambam is that the Mechila only pertains to a victim who is a victim of your curse, and it's a different person that you cursed. But if it's someone, if you curse yourself, you would not be a bar mechila, you wouldn't be able to be moich. What's the pshat? Says the Ramosha, that is the pshat. The pshat is that because when you curse yenim, the iser is the actual cursing, and it doesn't really cause him damage. You didn't cause him damage, and therefore, if he's moichel, so then you are potter, and you don't have to suffer the consequences of Malkus. However, when you curse yourself, you already inflicted damage. You already did something that's dangerous, and the einish for cursing yourself is based on the hezek that you caused. And therefore, your mechila doesn't help, because the damage has already been caused. And therefore, Zokte Rambam, there is no potential for mechila when it comes to a person who curses himself. Akuponim, this is the shita of the Rambam and the shita of the Chinuch. And we are going to add one final fascinating ha'ara brought down by the Achronim, and that is based on a Gemara in Makis, Daf Yud Aleph. The Gemara in Makis tells us, Kililas Chochom Afilu Al Tanai Hibo, that if a Talmud Chochom gives you a klala, even if it's only Al Tanai, and the Tanai was not fulfilled, there still is a dangerous effect. And there's a consequence that emerges from this klal. In other words, if a chacham says, if you do something, I curse you, even if you don't do it, even if you don't fulfill the condition of the klala, since the klala was emitted, and he gave a klala, even though it was al-tanai, and the tanai wasn't mekuyim, there still is a dangerous effect, there still is dangerous consequences. Azoy state in Gemara, and the question is, how does this coincide with a parsha that we find in the Torah? We find in the Torah the parsha of Asoita, where a woman is warned by her husband not to be miyachid with a certain man, and there's kinoi, there's stira, there are edim, and we find that the couple, woman was miyachid with a particular man, and now she's brought to the Beis HaMikdash to undergo the process of Asoita, where she is given the bitter water, and she drinks the water, and the Kayin administers a curse to her. And the Kayin says that if you in fact were Mizana as an Ishist Ish, a tremendous klala will come upon you, and you'll explode, and you'll die a terrible death, etc. But if you in fact were innocent, and you were innocently accused, then in fact the reverse will be true, and you will be the recipient of a tremendous amount of bracha, you'll have kids, etc., and only bracha will follow as a result. Now, l'chayra, this is an example of kilas chacham al tanai. He gave her a tanai, and he gave her a klala al tanai, And nonetheless, we're saying that if, in fact, she was innocent, she will receive a tremendous bounty and a tremendous bracha from the Rebbein Shalom, in spite of the fact that there was a killas chacham al tanai. L'chayro, there should be a dangerous consequence by virtue of the fact that she was cursed al tanai, even though the tanai wasn't mekuyim. So because of this kasha, the Besam Reish Taka is mechadish, a pelodik azach, and he says that they made sure to have a kayin administer the klola, and the kayin was a kayin that was an Am Ha'aretz. They made sure to get a kayin Am Ha'aretz to do the klola in order to ensure that there is no chashash of kilas chacham al tanai hibo. That's a pelodik achidish from the Besam Reish, that they made sure to get a chacham Am Ha'aretz to administer the curse. Others say, though, that the answer is based on something that many Rishonim point out, and that is that the Shita many Rishonim is that if the klala that is given al Tanai is with a Tanai kofel, it's a double Tanai, which means that he articulated both tzadim. He said, if you, in fact, were mezane, then you'll get a terrible klala. But if you were innocent, then, in fact, you'll receive a bracha. So if you spoke out both tzadim, you are koifel the tanai, then there's no din of kilas chacham hibo. And therefore, the only time that there would be a concern is if he were to say, if you are mezane, you'll get a klolo. So he didn't speak out the other tzad, he just mentioned the tzad of klolo. So even if the woman was in fact innocent, she will suffer some type of consequence from this klolo, because it was lemaisa a kilas chacham al tanai. But over here, where there was a tanai koifel, there is no concern of kilas chacham al tanai hibo.